brand, Ella?
Malta.
Good evening.
So a crowd of people. I didn't recognize voices. We're starting today to finish section 70. We'll start with Pasuk 429. L'shem Yehud Kud Sabar Yehu Ishkin Tevid Hiluur Himu Hiluud Hiluur Himu L'yakta L'shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah L'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Ferenei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Ferenehu Va'awok mechakan ad she'ata ve'it yalid Noach v'kewan ve'it yalid Chamaleya gazir rashim fa'et Ve'at kadisha v'chama shekinta Meet Dabatha Bahadeya Idem Kara Shemeya Alma Diaved Levatar. And they waited until the time when Noah was born. And when he was born, Adam saw that he was circumcised and marked with a sacred sign. And when he saw that the Shekhinah embraced the baby, it then became clear to him that the curse would be canceled during his lifetime. And so he named him in anticipation of what would transpire. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Who is he? Is that the... You said he saw him.
That's Adam.
Okay. Because Adam was still alive at that point, correct?
Yeah. Correct. Adam lived 930 years, and Noah was born. The flood was in 1660, I think, or 1670. So he was born just before Adam died, essentially.
And because he was circumcised, correct? Is that why Adam said that he saw what would become?
Yes, because the Creator had told Adam that the curse would be lifted when there was a baby born who was not circumcised, that was born circumcised, I'm sorry.
Okay. So there was Adam's validation or sign, I guess you would say.
Yes.
And then Adam knew it was time to move on to the other world?
It could be. Or, you know, it's not clear what Adam died of. What was the, you know, we know he was supposed to live 1,000 years, and the tradition teaches that he gave 70 of his years to King David, and he died at 930 years old.
Okay. Now, Eve had moved on before that, right? She had passed away.
I don't know. I've never seen the death of, you know, what, how old Eve was when she died.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that either.
Should I go on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Verse 430. Bekad meta lahawo yade lemizra umechatza umechet resh behawo ave ulchana diara vidaihu kewan diata noach adkin umnuta. Behold, the call manin, the shrieking letachna, para lemaybad, the peirin padahu, diki ve yinachamenu, mi maasenu, umayitzvon. Yadenu min ha'adama Yehu atik ara Mimei itlat yayo Dahawo zaran Zarin titin Lepekatrin Govin dardarim Ugine kach ketivish ha'adama. In the beginning, they did not know how to sow or to reap or to plow, and they worked the earth with their hands. But Noah came along and manufactured tools needed to for working the ground so that it would bear fruit. Thus it was written, "This one shall comfort us from our work and from the toil of our hands, because of the ground which Hashem has cursed." Noah liberated the earth from its curse. Before he came, the people used to sow wheat and reap thorns and thistles. Hence he was called a husbandman. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Think, and I'm not sure which book, but where it says that he will, Hashem will turn their weapons into plows, or does that have anything to do with this verse here? Or is it talking about Noah?
No, it's not talking about Noah. It's not talking about the first book. It's a prophecy that there will be no more war, because the plow, the swords will be turned into plowshares.
Okay.
They won't learn more war anymore. It's the prophecy in Isaiah, one of the prophecies in Isaiah about the coming of Mashiach.
That's what I thought, but since it said plow, I thought maybe it was just reverting back to Noah's righteousness.
Well, that's an interesting thought. It may very well be. We don't know. I'm not saying it's not correct. We just have to think that through. Noah had invented the plow, and people would not have to work as hard because the plow made the growing of plants and wheat and all the grains, he made it easier.
Yeah, I was thinking that how war such damages the earth so terribly bad, you know, and that reverting back to Noah's time where the earth was giving its joy as to producing the fruit of its land, you know.
I don't know. That's just my thought.
Okay. Plowing doesn't damage the earth.
Right. But war does.
Yes, that is for sure. And strip mining does, and other different types of techniques.
Right.
Verse 431. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Isha Dama Kada Ishna Arme Begin the great Sadiq Viapek Laliara Bekar Bana Yavad Mima Eat Lat Yayo Eatil Lo Osif Litalel Od Et Adama Piagur Adam Uginda Ikre Isha Adama Vialda Kara Leya Shema Almadiyetai. Rabbi Yehuda said, a husbandman often means that he was considered the husband of the ground, as it says, Naomi's man. This is because he was called righteous and nullified the earth's curse by means of the sacrifices he offered. Hence it is written, I will curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For this reason, Noah was called a man of the ground, and hence he was called Noah, meaning comfort, because of what would one day occur. Questions, comments, thoughts?
What is this one day occur? What is Adam speaking of, one day occur?
Well, after the flood, the earth was cleansed.
Okay.
So that's one way of looking at it. But it wasn't supposed to happen that way. Noah was supposed to manifest the Mashiach. Noah was supposed to be the Mashiach. But the people weren't ready, and so the flood was brought.
Okay.
Did the earth produce for Noah?
Say again.
Did he? Okay. Did, when Noah planted whatever he planted, did it produce for him?
Yeah. Noah planted. He created the plow, and he planted wheat.
Okay.
You know, he planted other grains as well. But that was essentially what he did.
Yeah, other produce came into play about that time, right? Flax and wheat and barley.
Right. The seven grains.
Right. Thank you, Noah.
Okay, that's the end of the section, so we'll pick it up next week. We'll finish the section 71. And that'll finish off Bereshit Bet.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. You all have a good evening.
Thank you. Questions
and answers tonight at 7.
Okay.
And tomorrow
okay,
at 4 tomorrow at 4:30 is Advanced Reincarnation. Shalom to all.
Shalom.